This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, visiting today with Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Director, about a few different topics. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Well, before we get to the stuff I really wanted to talk about, it's a busy week. You've got some things going on this week for folks.
We do, yes. Our annual 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper is Tuesday evening, so 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. We've got the Pancake Man lined up. Should be a good evening. And we've got a whole bunch of silent auction items. We've had fantastic support from our 4-H clubs and the community, so our silent auction is going to be pretty neat this year.
Very good. Good time to support the 4-H program. And, you know, if you've got youngsters, too, that maybe think about 4-H is in their future, maybe it's a good time to ask a few questions.
Absolutely. Yep. We'll have volunteers there and lots of information about joining 4-H and different 4-H projects, what we're doing in the county. So, we'd love to see people come out, alumni, interested community members, come on out and support. It should be a beautiful, beautiful day according to the forecast.
So. Of course, with the young guys and gals, you really don't have to tell them much more than all your friends are doing it.
Right?
Which is kind of true here in this county.
It is. Yep. We have great participation in Cass County. And one of the reasons is because 4-H is free in Cass County. And one of the reasons for that is this pancake supper. So it all comes full circle.
That's right. All circles back. Very good. So make sure you put that on your schedule of things to do. Also, wanted to talk more specifically about the Cass County Master Gardeners Program. They have a scholarship application that's available right now and a deadline that's coming up here toward the first of this next month. So if you want to get involved in that, now's the time to start thinking about that.
Absolutely. Yep. This is a time of year when our master gardeners roll out a lot of their projects for the year. So they're doing a lot of things. Like you mentioned, the scholarship is one of those. They've done a scholarship for anyone who's interested in horticulture careers for several years. They are doing that again. It's a $1,000 scholarship to any local students who are interested in studying or intend to pursue a career in a horticulture-related field. Because of the reach of our Master Gardener group, anyone who is graduating from or has lived or has graduated from Atlantic, AHSTW, Cam, Griswold, or Red Oak School District and is pursuing that. So they can check out the application on our website. But again, we would like to have those in our office by April 1st, and we will be awarding those in the middle of April.
Now, I heard AHSTW, I heard Red Oak. It says Cass County Master Gardeners Scholarship. We don't want to confuse people, but tell them why that is.
Right. So we have a large number of Master Gardeners that participate in our group from all over the area. So kind of the way we've done the scholarship is anybody who's actively involved in the Master Gardeners and helps us raise the funds, we want to give them the opportunity to give those funds back to the school district they reside in. So we do have some Master Gardeners that cross borders into some neighboring counties.
Very good. Is this for traditional students only?
Not necessarily, nope. So we have a lot of times given it to someone who is currently a graduating senior, but if you're going back to school or if you are in the later part of your schooling or have recently changed majors, you do not have to be a graduating senior in 2024 to take advantage of this scholarship. So anybody who's pursuing a field of study, could be a bachelor's degree, maybe it's associate's degree, some sort of certificate in horticulture, anything's on the table.
Okay, very good. And the horticulture-related field.
Yes.
So it's pretty broad.
It's pretty broad, yep. We look at things like, have you been involved in your community? Do you have a history and a passion for horticulture? A lot of the kids that we've worked with before have been involved in some sort of horticulture-related jobs or classes while they've been in high school or in college. Maybe they had some involvement in community service. Obviously, the Master Gardeners are a community service organization, so we'll definitely encourage that as well. But if you have questions, you know, give me a call. Drop me an email, or you can read all about the scholarship on our Cass County Extension website as well.
Okay, and this is not based on financial need at all. This is simply on trying to get folks involved in that industry.
Correct, yep. Just encouraging people to pursue that and continue supporting horticulture. We have a huge need, and we'll talk in a little bit about some other educational stuff we have coming up, but home horticulture is really a growing field as people get more interested in taking care of their lawns and landscapes and natural resources and all of those things. Any of that could tie back to this scholarship.
So there are opportunities in the various fields right here close to home.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And a lot of the kids that have received it in the past are planning on doing something close to home, and we'd like to support that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime we can funnel that money right back into the local community, it's a good thing. Very good. Well, it's a $1,000 scholarship, so it's not going to pay all the bills, but every bit helps.
Correct. Yep. And the other thing that that you should know is it is for education during the 24-25 school year for the so for the calendar school year that starts, August, September of 2024, and the check would be issued in January of 2025 once they've successfully completed a semester. Then we'd help pay for that second semester.
Is there any other follow-up then, too? For example, any touching back with maybe reports on how things are going or anything that you would like them to do as part of that?
No, we don't require any reports. We require a transcript that basically just shows they completed their first semester successfully, but they don't have to do any sort of report or essay with that. We do ask for a little bit of that information up front when they apply, when they're telling us about what they intend to do with their degree. And then once they send us the transcript that they did that first semester, then we'll issue the check.
Sure. Well, we like to see money well spent. How is the money developed? Where does the money come from, a specific project?
So it comes from a variety of projects. So our master gardeners are planning now for, we do two plant sales. So we've got one coming up in May. That's usually the Saturday, the day before Mother's Day. So that'll be happening again in May. We also do one in September. We also do like usually our spring garden seminar, but we're switching that up a little bit this year and doing a tree care workshop, really focusing on trees. And then we also are planning our spring garden tour for a bus tour, and then also our summer garden walk, which we brought back last year and was really popular. And that was a great fundraiser for us as well. So all of these activities that we do throughout the year, any money left over, and then some of them like plant sale and the garden walk are just purely fundraisers, so we can do both our scholarship and our community grants program, which that will be opening up here soon with applications due in mid-April.
So essentially, if the community supports you, you get to support the community.
Right, yeah. So we budget net profit of zero every year from our group because all the money that we bring in, we turn around and give back out between scholarships and then community grants to help get, seed libraries going, get school gardens going, things like that. So, again, those applications are all both due in April.
Very good. Again, that application deadline for the scholarships is on April 1st, and you can find that information online. Just go to the Cass County Extension website to find whatever you need there, or contact the office as well. Kate, also the Cass County Master Gardeners, you would expect to be busy in the spring. Well, they are. You've got a tree care workshop coming up here later this month.
We do, yeah. So I mentioned that we've kind of switched it up a little bit this year. We've kind of done the morning garden seminar. We've switched it up a little bit. We are taking an afternoon in March and focusing on trees. Tree care is something that we probably get more questions about every year in the office. Plus, you add the fact that we've got some drought things going on that is stressing out trees, especially non-native trees. Obviously, emerald ash borer has been through the area. We're seeing a lot more oak wilt. Just we've had some winds and tornadoes and things come through that have really dropped a lot of mature trees. So you compound all of that, and we thought, it might be a good year to talk about trees. So we've got our district forester, Sarah Bell, is coming down from the Iowa DNR. She'll be here Saturday afternoon, March 23rd, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And we're doing that kind of a two-part session on the fairgrounds. So we'll start out in the community center going through a presentation and kind of a workshop. And then the second half of the afternoon, we're going to be out walking around the fairgrounds. And we're going to be looking at trees and evaluating tree structure, looking for pruning opportunities, weather permitting. We're hoping to plant a tree, kind of show people the right way to do that. So the second half of the afternoon is going to be very hands-on. The DNR worked with the grounds committee out there about 5 years ago and did a tree inventory. So we have this historical data of what trees kind of were good at that time, what trees needed to go. We're going to take a walk around and look at that. They've already implemented some of those suggestions, and we're going to talk about kind of what's changed in the last 5 years. So should be a really good afternoon. hoping anybody who's interested in maintaining their own trees or planting trees, Sarah's going to really focus on diseases and pests. Obviously, emerald ash borer, we've seen a lot of that going through Cass County. And she's also going to talk about selecting native trees and plants, whether those are going back in as a replant or some things you might want to consider if you're looking at replacing a tree in the near future as well.
Okay, very good. Well, we all know a little about trees, but sometimes we don't know enough. We might do the wrong thing at the wrong time, even just simple things like pruning. There are certain methods for it,
yes.
Times of the year where it's better for different species of trees. So, you know, all those little things that we can pick up, and Sarah will help us learn a lot more about that.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, and like we mentioned, you know, oak wilt, especially with the warm weather we've had this year, you know, if you're looking at pruning oaks, it's basically too late this year. That's a December through February, because otherwise that beetle that carries oak wilt, it's flying around out there. And if you prune oak trees now, you're going to make your trees susceptible. So some of those timing things is also what she's going to talk about.
Absolutely. There is a small cost to this, and there is registration required, correct?
Yes. So it's a $10 fee basically just to cover our materials, and then we're going to have light refreshments, you know, some drinks and snacks before we take off on our little hike around the fairgrounds. So the workshop is on Saturday, the 23rd. We'd just like folks to call or stop by the office by Thursday, the 21st of March, to make sure that we have an accurate count of who's coming so we can get our materials lined up.
All right, very good. So get on that. That's coming up on March 23rd, that Tree Care Workshop. And again, don't forget that April 1st deadline for the Cass County Master Gardeners Scholarship application. Very good. Lots of stuff happening in the spring. It's fun when things come back to life.
It is. It's fun when things come back to life. And I know if you've looked outside, things are blooming already with the warm weather and the little bit of rain that we've had. So, yeah, if we could do a little rain dance, that'd be great. We need about 6-8 more inches of rain before things really start popping. But, yeah, Master Gardeners are always active this time of year, and this is no different. So be sure check out the Cass County Extension website for all of those upcoming events. And then if you don't already, follow the Master Gardeners on Facebook if you're on social media, because this time of year we're posting tons of upcoming events, activities, gardening tips, and things like that as well.
Very good. And don't forget the 4-H'ers, too. Hit that pancake.
That's right. Go get some pancakes.
Help them out. All right. Very good. Kate Olson in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.